Om Shanti. 13th March 2019. Wednesday. The blessing from Sakar Murli. May you be a master bestower of happiness and give happiness to every soul by being an embodiment of happiness. May you be a master bestower of happiness and give happiness to every soul by being an embodiment of happiness. The children who constantly perform righteous actions, yathartha karma, receive happiness and power as the instant fruit of those actions. Their hearts always remain happy, for they cannot experience even the slightest wave of sorrow, even in their thoughts. To be confluent sage Brahmin means not to have any name or dress of sorrow, because you are the children of the bestower of happiness. Children of such bestower of happiness are themselves master bestowers of happiness. They would always give happiness to every soul. They would never cause sorrow or take sorrow. So those who perform righteous actions, they receive happiness and power as the instant fruit of those actions. And they remain ever happy, and they cannot experience any wave of sorrow, even in thought. In fact, to become Brahmin means that you become the children of bestower of happiness, or the master bestower of happiness, and they would give happiness to every soul. They would never cause sorrow or take sorrow. So, what are righteous actions? Baba is saying, those who perform righteous actions, they receive happiness and power. In fact, it means those who are doing unrighteous action would be in sorrow and weak. And if we feel weakness within, probably we are performing unrighteous actions. If there is a slightest wave of sorrow within, probably we are doing some wrong things. If that joy, that bliss, that happiness is not there, probably we have gone somewhere amiss. In last Sunday's Murli, the second part, Baba said, even if the ant goes in the ears of elephant, the elephant becomes unconscious. So you are the children who always stay in unhappiness, in supersensuous bliss, ruhani moj, in that spiritual happiness. You cannot get affected by any things, any small thing of this world. So, unrighteous actions, evil actions, wrong actions are leading to sorrow and weakness. And on the other side, if there is a sorrow, if there is suffering, if there is low mood, if there is a loss of enthusiasm, if you feel lonely and don't feel like to do anything, if the spirits have sunken in the abysmal depth of unhappiness, probably some actions have gone wrong. So that is why it is very important to understand which action is righteous and which action is unrighteous. There are two words in Hindi. One is karma and another is kriya. What is the difference? One is karma another is kriya. Any difference? Okay, so that is karma or kriya. The way of doing something is kriya. You can churn more on this. We will discuss this at some other time. It's a big topic. The difference between karma and kriya. So, Baba is telling to do righteous actions. So, what are righteous actions? First of all, let us understand what are unrighteous actions. What are unrighteous actions? Actions which are not right. These words, righteous, unrighteous, they have come for the first time in Bible. If we look at the English literature, such words, righteous actions, those who are workers of iniquity, those who are unrighteous shall not come to my Father. You see Christ saying these words many times. So even if you peep into the English literature, even before Shakespeare and all, these words are already existing. So, what are unrighteous actions? Unrighteous actions that will lead to sorrow. What are those? Yes? Lying. But the most important lying is self-lying. It is known as hypocrisy. It is known as self-deception. Lying to others, others can see. But lying to oneself, self-lying, self-deception, hypocrisy, saying something but not doing it. To own self be true, to one's own self be true. There's a poem like that by Shakespeare. You have to be true to yourself first of all. So when you lie to yourself, it is known as self-lying, self-deception. This is one of the things that leads to unrighteous actions. What else? Unrighteous actions. Yes? Because you all do righteous actions, so you have no idea about unrighteous actions. Those actions which are against Srimat. Whenever you break Srimat, knowingly, willingly, sometimes unknowingly, but whenever you would break Srimat, that would be an unrighteous action. What else? Hurting people, giving sorrow to them, hurting their feelings, hurting their tender hearts, creating wounds by our bitter words, by scratching them. So, these all actions are unrighteous. What else? Hurting them by bitter words. To belittle someone, to insult someone, to plan against someone, to plot against someone, to cast aspersions on somebody, to malign somebody, to spread wrong news about somebody. These are all defamations. These are all unrighteous actions. What else? Okay, to have some fixed ideas about somebody and then to act accordingly. Okay, what else? Okay, so actions done in selfishness or body consciousness. Anything which is based on jealousy. Somebody is going ahead of me, I am jealous. I cannot tolerate. I become envious. So whatever actions that will come out from this would be unrighteous. What else? In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said they get unhappy with the Brahmini who is there, the center's teacher, and they give up the Gyan. That is also an unrighteous action. If you don't like somebody, go sit, listen Murli and come back. Don't talk with her. That has come in today's Murli. But go. So, righteous actions have got many components. First of all, righteous actions mean it should be according to Srimat. If your actions are according to Srimat, they are righteous. If you are breaking Srimat at any point of time, they are unrighteous. Second, actions which are done in soul consciousness are righteous actions. In today's Murli also Baba said, there are children who do churning of knowledge and then give speeches. They are the one who think of themselves as soul and then they explain. So soul consciousness. Third, supreme soul consciousness, that is God consciousness. That means remembrance of Baba. Whatever you do in Baba's remembrance, that will be righteous. And whenever you will forget Baba, that will be unrighteous. So when you are in God consciousness, when you are in supreme soul consciousness, automatically whatever you are doing, you cannot do vikarma, you cannot do sinful actions. And then selfless, whatever you do, in the spirit of selflessness, that is righteous actions. And whenever you are selfish, that is unrighteous action. So selflessness. And then, surrender. Whenever you do anything in the spirit of surrender, that I have done it, now I surrender unto Baba. Even while doing it, there is a spirit of surrender within. So that action is righteous action. Then, detached observership. Whatever you do in as a sakshi, in detached observer, that is a very elevated action, righteous actions. And then, detached. Whenever you do and you are detached from it, there are two words. One is anasakt, another is sakshi. Anasakt means you are detached. You are detached from the fruit of the action, detached from the action itself. And sakshi means you are a mute spectator. Sakshi means you are a detached observer. Sakshi means you are an audience. You are sitting, you are the viewer. You sit and you see the things. When you are not interfering anything. So that time, these are righteous actions. When you do anything in the stage of Trikaldarshi, that is righteous actions. Thinking of all the three aspects of time, not going somewhere and doing impulsively something without thinking and then repenting, I should not have done, this should not have happened, why I have done it, oh, this has happened. Why you did it? Because at the time of doing, it was the passion. Something overtook me. I was overwhelmed and overpowered by some very fierce, strong emotion. And then I acted impulsively. Impulsive means without thinking. That's why they say, think before you think. So any action which is done in the spirit of Trikaldarshi, before doing anything, just wait and see what will happen. When you are just about to commit some sin, just about to break some Srimat, when you are so tempted, when I want to see something, go somewhere where you should not, or meet something, somebody whom you should not, just wait for a moment. It is a moment of temptation. It's an emergency situation. If you can control that just one moment, you will be saved. Otherwise you are gone. So Trikaldarshi means think of the result. What the Brahmin family will say. What if what I am doing now is known to the entire world? What if the person whom I respect the most, if he gets to know about it, what he will think? This is a very strong thought. The one whom I respect the most, if the whole Brahmin family gets to know about it, that I am doing like this, what they will think about, what will happen to my image of a yogi which I have created over the years. So, Trikaldarshi. And then, whenever you do anything in tireless spirit, athak, you don't get tired. In today's Murli also, Baba said, there are children who say that we have got tired because they were body conscious. So that's why they cannot remain introverted. So take some time, whenever possible, to become introverted, antarmukhi, wherever needed, possible. So whenever you do anything in the spirit of tirelessness, you're working and working and without getting tired. Tireless means you are already soul conscious. That's why you are tireless. You are soul conscious, that's why you are tireless. The moment you are body conscious, you become tired. So tirelessness. Not getting fatigued. Not getting exhausted. Inexhaustible spirits. Whenever you do anything with attention, full attention, you are doing righteous actions. You do unrighteous action only when you become inattentive, inadvertent. Little inadvertency, little carelessness, little laziness, and you commit some sin, some crime. Inadvertent. Inattentiveness. So attentiveness means whenever you do anything with attention, automatically that is righteous actions. Anything else? Divine virtues. Okay. So, these are 10. But if you take even one out of these, the other 9 will come. The other 9 will follow. Because each one of them is so powerful. Just remain soul conscious and all other things will come. Just be God conscious and all other things will come. Just be Trikaldarshi and all other things will come. Just follow Srimat and all other things will come. Just remain detached and all other things will come. Just remain detached observer and all other things will come. So these are so interconnected things. And to remember all of these things throughout the day is to remain alert, watchful, wakeful. Because all wrong actions happen the moment we become unconscious. We forget knowledge for some time. And that is the moment of great temptation. And that is the moment of blunder. To remain awake all the time. Smriti. To remain watchful. Keep watch a close eye on yourself. What happens? What I do? Rather than seeing others, what others are doing, let me forget what others are doing. Let them do what they want. It is none of my business. My business is with myself. My business is with my own spirit. I have so much work to be done within me. So many things are yet undone. I have to first give all my time to myself. And then I can think of others. So, Baba is saying, righteous actions when you do, what happens? Children who perform righteous action receive happiness. You must have seen that when you do some very selfless action, you feel so happy. Just help somebody. Just somebody has come, has shown. Even if you show somebody some way, that also you feel happy. Somebody is coming and asking where it is. You tell him that you go this way and you will find it. Suppose a person is staying in one place for last 10 years. And a new person comes and he asks him, do you know this place? He says, no, I am sorry, I don't know. So, what to say? You will not have that much happiness. But when you know everything, a guide means who knows everything. So, he can show way to others, path to others. So, that's why you receive happiness and you also receive power. As the instant fruit of this action, the hearts always remain happy, for they cannot experience even the slightest way of sorrow or even in their thoughts or even in their dreams. So to be confluenced Brahmins means not to have any name or trace of sorrow, because you are the children of the bestower of happiness. Children of such a bestower of happiness are themselves master bestower of happiness. They would rather give happiness to every soul, they would never take sorrow. That is one more thing which is taught only in this university, not to take sorrow. There is no spiritual institution where this lesson is taught. Everybody teaches don't give sorrow to others, don't hurt others. But here we are taught don't take sorrow, don't hurt yourself, don't absorb sorrow, don't victimize yourself, don't play the victim card. This is a very beautiful teaching. The first ever teacher who has focused on self-victimization. You victimize yourself, you kill yourself, kill joy, your own sorrow, your own happiness you kill. So, not to take sorrow. So this is, so churn more on this today. Om Shanti.